to do strategic planning, strategic initiatives. And one of those big initiatives is outreach and evangelization. And that's completely in line with diocesan goals. So the diocese is pushing, we've had programs like Rooted in Christ, Divine Renovation. We have people from St. Jude, a couple of them are here, that are part of the Leadership Formation Institute to help leaders form in the parishes. So the diocese actually reached out to us for that because of our strategic planning and our active parish. So why are we here? Our strategic planning and goals of evangelization and outreach really gel with the diocese. So the Pastoral Council, in discussing what we can do in terms of outreach and evangelization, we kind of reviewed several different programs, several different opportunities to engage not only parishioners, but members of the community outside. We settled on two programs, for lack of a better word. One is the search, and the other is the rescue project. And they go nicely together, search and rescue. So both are very Catholic-based, Catholic-oriented. There are other programs out there that do very well with fundamental Christian outreach, but they are very generic, very fundamental in terms of their approach. These two programs are very Catholic-oriented. So the search is from the Augustine Institute. It's formed. It's unformed. We'll be getting to that later. That's not the emphasis of this meeting. That program targets the unchurched, the agnostics, the people who really don't know. They might be searching, but they don't really have much of a background in Christianity. So that's a real basic introduction to the faith. The Rescue Project, which is why we're here tonight, is from Acts 29. How do you call it? It's like a
apostolate.
Father John Ricardo started that, heavily involved in that. That targets active Christians, casual Christians, inquirers. It really is meant to kind of ignite that flame inside of you and maybe present the gospel to you for the first time. A lot of Catholics, many Christians, non-Catholic Christians. I fell into that trap. Catholics and Christians, right? Catholics and Protestants. Many non-Catholic Christians and many Catholic Christians perhaps have not heard the gospel actually proclaimed. So that's what the Rescue Project does. It really lights that fire for those of us who are kind of involved in, and maybe it's become kind of a, you know, it's kind of a routine type of a thing for us. We say the prayers, we go to Mass, we do the Catholic things, but we're not really overwhelmed by the gospel is kind of one of the phrases that they use. So we need your help to make this happen. So Rick and I were kind of appointed by Father Ayu, Bill Pluff, Pastoral Council. Rick and I were appointed to kind of launch this, put it together, and seek people out to answer the call and join the team and fulfill the various roles. And so that's where you come in. And thank you for answering the initial call and being here tonight to find out more about this. So we'll begin with the Rescue Project, likely at the end of September, towards the end of September this year. And then that will help us not only ignite that flame, and then you can go out maybe and run the Rescue Project on your own in your home. There are various ways that we can talk about in the future how the Rescue Project can kind of flourish and spread. But our goal here is to equip people to do the search as well. So they're both kind of have the same model in terms of radical hospitality, bringing people together over dinner, over a meal, watching a video, talking about it in a very casual, non-threatening environment. So we'll talk about the search at another time. This is all rescue right now. So, and then that cycle will continue, search, rescue, search and rescue, search and rescue, hopefully throughout the years. And we'll continue to see the fruits, see the programs bear fruit. So this is the big thing why you are here and why there's a sign-up sheet on the table. Team roles. We need coordinator. Well, we're kind of the coordinators right now, but in the future we may need coordinators, session leaders, We need a hospitality team. That's huge. This is really centered on hospitality. A meal team, which Pete is offering his services already, and he'll put together his team. Small group facilitators, a prayer team, and a music praise and worship team. So those are the gist of it. We have the roles here that I have not passed out yet, but we can do that in a little bit. Or do you want to do it right now? Just kind of pass it out while we're talking. So let's get into the rescue project. And we'll do that first by watching this trailer from Father John Ricardo. So that's just a quick teaser. John, whoops, life. Don't do that. John will have another 5-minute video at the end of his presentation, which goes a little bit deeper into what they've actually done. So simply put, the rescue project is an experience of the gospel surrounded by conversation, food, and prayer. The rescue project seeks to proclaim the gospel in a compelling and attractive manner over 8 weeks in a small group format. They talked about seeing the world through lenses, right? So I just got new glasses, and I'm getting older, so I can see Rich really well now. I can't see this very well anymore, so I'll step back. This experience is imbued with beauty, authentic humanity, and accompaniment. So the thing that's really fascinating about this to me is the way that it brings people in, and it's just open conversation about the topics. So, and about the videos. So one of the key elements to this as a table moderator, a table facilitator, is listening and empathy. So that's part of why you all got the invite, is because we went through the Living Your Strengths results that most of you have participated in, and picked out the strengths that fit the needs of this experience. So the time together during the rescue project is not really a time of teaching, it's a time of listening and empathy and openness and caring and accompaniment. So those of you who went through Living Your Strengths, you all have those strengths that kind of fit what we're looking for here. And interestingly enough, when we filtered it, I don't think I was there. I wasn't in those strengths, so because I like to teach. And so I'm not going to be a table moderator, because I'd be like, "Ooh, that's wrong. You can't say that." So that's not what we're going to do. We're going to accompany and listen and support people. That, you know, the other stuff comes later. But right now we want to make them feel welcome. So the rescue project is for anyone and everyone. It appeals to those who have been walking with Jesus for years, as well as those for whom Jesus is only a figure in ancient history. The rescue project is ideal for use in parishes, homes, workplaces, bars, prisons, schools, dorms, and more. We're starting out in the parish. I mentioned maybe if you're inspired, you can do a home version. Invite friends over, host them, cook dinner for them. That sort of thing. But for right now, we're doing it as a parish. And it's free. Unless we want to buy the materials, and we have to buy the workbooks and so forth. But they have them as PDFs that we can download and use for free. But all of the resources, and there's training videos. They have like 9 equipping videos that are free that we will share the links with those who decide to actually sign your name on the paper and join the team. So why the rescue project? Like I mentioned earlier, most of us probably haven't really heard the gospel. So the Christian faith often is experienced as a mere set of rules and disciplines. Simply going to church isn't likely to lead a person to embark on the great adventure. We just had, you know, the readings of the 72 disciples being sent out. How often are we one of those 72 being sent out? Or do we just come to church and then maybe go out for breakfast afterwards? But yeah, so it's super important. It's what the diocese wants us to do. It's what the pastoral council identified as one of the needs of our community. And we learned from the Rooted in Christ surveys and from the Leadership Formation Institute, you can correct me if my numbers are wrong, it's like only 10% of the Catholics within our parish boundaries are attending Mass. We've got 90% of Catholics in our parish boundaries that are not coming to Mass. So if we can utilize this experience for ourselves and our parish community that is attending Mass, maybe at the search we can reach out and bring the other people in as well. Rescue Project can do that as well, but we'll try to see how we can utilize both of these experiences to reach the people not only within our parish that maybe are attending weekly or attending Christmas and Easter only or not attending at all, but still are baptized Catholics that are out there in our community. We'll see what we can do to bring them in and expand our parish community. So you were born for this. Now, I'd like to turn it over to John Gonzalez, Director of Communications at the Diocese of Saginaw. Rick, did you have something? Or are you going to? Okay. So, John, it's all yours.
Thank you.